95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hello!
How are you, Sluggo?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What you doing today? What's going on?
Nothing.
Happy
Nothing.
Monday!
Yeah!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Kevin! Happy birthday to you!
Listen. Listen, I know that was meant with love, but that was crushing my ears.
The goal.
Thank you all. Met. Thank you.
Happy birthday, dude.
Thanks.
What are you guy. Doing here at work on your birthday? Are
right?
you insane?
I should be home.
Yes.
What am I doing?
Drinking,
why would I be here?
Partying, having fun, carousing.
I don't carouse.
Like oh, okay. Well, no, never mind then. Forget the carousing
I'm much
part.
Too old for carousing.
Now blow out your candle, make a wish. Oh, there's no candle.
There's no candle. I don't see. Okay.
I like everybody looks around. What candle?
Because everyone was like, oh, did I miss
There's
it?
No candle. What's the matter with you?
I don't know what's coming up today. I don't have any idea. Oh, yeah, Dr. Drew?
Who? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Right? Drew?
That'll be a fun conversation.
It's not going to be a great conversation. Yeah, what's
it's going to be fun.
I love Dr. Who.
It's not Dr. Who, no.
Which one is it? Is it the lady one? I love
sort
her.
Sort of the same.
She's great, yeah. Other
people
things?
People are dumb?
Yeah, people are dumb, I'm sure.
Positive story from Ukraine.
Sure, got one of those.
Will Smith and Chris Rock.
Oh, what happened with that?
Just
at least Bill has stepped up and said, oh, sorry, didn't mean to yell.
Are we all positive it's not fake?
Toxic masculinity!
Thank you, Steve.
No, thank you.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
Are we all positive?
That it's, yeah, I don't
that
know.
That it's real?
I don't know.
I think it may be, but
yeah.
I'm Seem leaning.
Like it.
I'm leaning maybe.
Seem
like anyone
it.
Cares what I think.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
I
we'll
care.
You don't
especially
care.
On your birthday, or at least on your birthday. That's it, though.
Shut up. And I don't know if you saw the story that says people are going to live to be 150 years old.
I saw that. I don't want to do that.
150?
Well, you've got 3 more years to go, and you're there.
Right? It's at least 5, and I don't appreciate that. That's all coming up today on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Your mouth is full of birthday cookie.
Maybe. Nobody would have noticed, I think, had you not pointed it out, though.
That's why I had to point it out for everybody.
We try to find a positive story from Ukraine every day.
This is not an easy job that you undertake each and every day.
But there are so many stories that are out there.
Yeah.
Because when something is going terribly wrong, there are a lot of people trying to help and make it right.
What was it that Mr. Rogers said? Every time there's something really bad or horrible happens, look for the guy or the people that are doing good. That are going to step up and do good. Yeah.
So I'm basically
the modern day
Mr. Rogers.
Woo!
I was a sniper in the army, and I'm sleeved, and all those other...
How bizarre.
Russian billionaire in England, who owns Chelsea FC, which is one of the top three teams in the league, arguably one of the best in the world,
yep.
has been sanctioned because he's an oligarch.
Right, okay.
So basically they're saying, hey, sell it. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Yeah.
And in this particular good news about Ukraine, David Beckham, who is a legend of Manchester United. He played here for the Galaxy. He gave control of his Instagram account. Guess how many followers he has?
Oh, 24 million.
71 million.
So a lot more than I have.
71.2 million.
He's doing a little better than our little Kevin and Sluggo.
And he's turning it over to a doctor. Let's see. With more than 71 million followers. To Arena, the head of the regional perinatal center in Kharkiv. I'm sure I didn't say all that right. But
prenatal, though. That's what this doctor does.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's got to be easy in while bombs are falling.
Right. Incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
He helps mothers give birth safely in one of the conflict's hottest zones.
Wow.
If you can imagine being in that job anyway.
Right.
Trying to make sure children are healthy.
Right.
Like, without war going on.
Right. Without Putin.
Seems stressful.
Piece of crap.
But this is David Beckham explaining that he's going to turn over his Instagram to this doctor.
Hi, everyone. So I'm handing over my social media to Irina, the head of the regional perinatal center in Kharkiv, Ukraine. There, she is working with pregnant mothers to help them give birth safely. Thanks to your donations, the oxygen generators they have received are helping newborns survive in appalling conditions. Head over to my stories to learn more about the amazing work that Irina and health workers like her are doing to save lives. Please continue to support these incredible people and charities like UNICEF in any way that you can. Together, we can really make a difference. Thank you.
Nice.
This is the first time I've ever seen, and I guess since World War II, it makes sense, that I've ever seen individuals step up, celebrities step up.
Yeah.
Companies
to help out.
Step up.
A good cause like this.
A lot of companies have closed business in Russia.
Yep.
Banks, you know, that's the government sanctions. But yep. Outside of the government sanctions, there are a lot of people
that have a lot of followers and influence.
Or like Chef Andre from World Kitchen, who just goes around the world and sets up giant kitchens to feed people who are needy.
Yeah.
He's right on the border
nice.
Of Ukraine.
And I also got to think, and I see that they're supposedly backing someone out of Kyiv. They're like sort of Russia's sort of going back and off.
Oh, excellent.
But I mean, you got to think Putin has just never, ever experienced anything like this because he's never had support from people from the heart, like people
right,
stepping
ever.
Up. This must be kind of soul crushing in a way.
But he hasn't ever had the whole world against him.
Right. Exactly.
Most people just didn't care
right.
until this misstep.
Right. And I mean, you know, for someone with an ego like that to just see that he's never had anybody help
him,
and all these people just stepping up to help people they don't even know at all.
Right.
It's got to be just something that in the back of his mind, he's like, man,
I thought I was going to be great.
Yeah.
That was a bad dream right there. So thanks to David Beckham and
yeah,
to everybody else
cool.
who is donating to charity and helping the situation in Ukraine. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba booey.
Humans can live up to 150 years, new study claims.
Screw that.
I am getting a lot of that response from this story, which is, I don't want to live to be.
No.
They can live until 150 years old, according to research, and scientists are trying to figure it out how. So Harvard engineers, geniuses, biohackers, internet billionaires are all looking for ways, because so far the human body is programmed to shut itself down at about 100.
That's plenty. That's more than enough.
And I agree.
Yeah.
Because
I mean,
what's your quality of life from 100 to 150?
Thank you. Unless you're super rich and you're like, you know, got your head cut off and it's...
Your head's cut off.
Yeah, one of those things where you're like on Futurama or whatever.
Oh, I gotcha. So you're living a cartoon life.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. After 100, yes.
There are no verified cases of a person living to be older than 122. The oldest living person now is on their way to 119.
I always feel bad for the oldest person on earth because they just bother the hell out of them. And they're like, when
yep.
do you think you're going to die? Mm-hmm. When do you think you're going to die? Oh, he died. Where's the next one?
What's the secret to long life?
Yeah, exactly.
So they're trying to figure it out. They say 70,000 participants have given all of their DNA and their testing and their ability to fight disease when they're older, like 85 years old.
Right.
Their heart condition and all that kind of stuff. And they're doing a study where it's like, all right, we're going to figure out a way for people to be 150 years old.
I mean, because
this sounds like a bloody great opportunity. I think it's what it sounds like to me.
Is this
what was
Keith
that?
Richards?
It's Keith Richards and the Heineken 00 hotline.
Thank you for handling that for me.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe it. 150 years. It's only going to believe it.
But wait, you're almost 80. I mean,
yeah, listen to me. I got another 70 years. And it's going to be everything. I'm going to get out of this thing.
That's very well said. Well, what is the secret to your longevity, Keith?
Heroin.
I'm sorry. All you said was heroin.
Heroin, yeah. it's in my body to stone or something. I don't know. I don't know the science behind it.
How?
But I know. It's been another 7 years. It's been 70 opportunities for other drugs. It just sounds like a wonderful idea. I can't believe it. I don't know, so many drugs. Mm. 70 years.
Yeah, but are you ready to go another 50 or however much?
How's your health? He just said 70.
Yeah, I know, but he wants 71. To go to 100. Oh, okay. Is that what he said? I had no idea what he said. Sorry, Keith.
I'm almost 80 plus another 70 to make 150.
But he can do math. So.
What is well, your... I know that you...
That's how healthy I am. I can do them on. I'm looking at your numbers and add them up here.
I know that you're still alive and clearly healthy enough to play shows, but what is your health like? How's your...
alive. Thank you for recognizing
yes.
that. And I am also still rocking out with the Rolling Stones.
That's
you know?
A fact.
But
yeah.
how is your body? How's your heart? How is
my
your...
My heart is great.
Okay.
I keep it in a shoebox under the bed.
And is the member still strong and going?
Yeah, it's gone as hell. I can play guitar with it. That's how good it is.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Speaking of rain, how'd you enjoy that storm yesterday?
It was all right because I was indoors most of the time.
Yeah, right.
So it was fine. And then I like days like today where it's so clear.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to see the mountains, yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
But I definitely loved the storm yesterday. That was nice. Yeah. More of that, please. Why one day? That's it.
We try to do People Are Dumb at 3:50, unless Sluggo is on his phone like a 16-year-old girl, in which case it's 3:55. So that's great. This story comes out of, Florida.
What? Huh. Well, you know, I guess Florida's got to get in there at some point or another with some dumb people.
This is a constant battle going on between neighbors over a leaf blower.
Well, you know, I can kind of see that, actually.
Same. Yeah. One guy was using his leaf blower on the roof of his house at 7:45 a.m.
Dude, you suck. Yes. I hope you fall. Break your neck.
So the other guy, the neighbor, the neighbor who was only wearing a bathrobe and was only wearing a bathrobe and
socks.
Socks, okay. That's guess one. I'm going to give you three guesses.
Oh, okay.
A man wearing only a bathrobe and...
A red hat.
Okay. Two.
A wife beater.
Nope. Wearing only a bathrobe and a holster on his
hip.
The dude is wearing a robe, he's got a holster.
While he's packing. He's going out there and flashing that he's packing times two.
Yes. And then he didn't just flash. He actually fired the pistol into the air seven times.
Seven?
Yes.
He wouldn't even hear it.
Minutes after hearing the gunfire, the neighbor told police friends appeared in his backyard holding a firearm.
Oh, dude.
And
wait, what's worse? I mean, it's annoying that someone's doing a leaf blower at 7:45 in the morning on their roof.
Right.
But isn't it a little worse that suddenly bullets are flying
in
the
air? Course. I mean, of course.
So, dude.
This is the dumb guy.
Yeah.
Just to clarify it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, the other guy's not too bright either, but okay.
The guy with the gun then told him to stop using the leaf blower and then pointed the gun at his dog.
Oh, at his dog.
At his neighbor's dog.
Wow. I love you. What are we doing? What's happening? Do you have a treat for me?
I'm going to shoot your effing dog, he said. Then he told the victim, if you keep using your blower, I will shoot you too.
So no uncertain terms. He definitely was not on board with the early morning.
I think he was not a fan of.
Yeah, I guess not.
If we could clarify that.
Yeah.
Officers contacted friends and he was in a robe and appeared to be intoxicated and slurred speech.
So he's slightly overreacted. Is his name Will Smith by any chance?
That's a great question. I don't know.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
Let's talk Oscars.
Oscars?
Shall we?
Did they do that this year? Did they even have one of those?
Apparently they did.
They left a lot of interesting stuff out, I know.
Yes, there's only one thing anyone's talking about.
What's that?
And it is Will Smith and Chris Rock. Now,
what happened? I didn't hear about this.
Shut up. Here's the reason that I originally thought it was fake.
A lot of people did at first, the first few seconds.
Even...
Yeah.
The first day I thought it was
fake. Really?
Yeah. Okay. Because who, like you just said, no one knew the Oscars. Nobody knew it was on. No one cared.
Right.
Most of the movies no one's seen.
No.
So they needed something. Now, you add that to Will Smith and Chris Rock, both on social media a lot.
Right.
At least Will Smith is.
Yeah.
Understand it completely.
Yeah.
Will Smith in the public eye under huge scrutiny 24/7 for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
He understands that he's always being watched.
So you think he's trying to drum up a little support for the big show?
That was my first thought. Yes. Probably the first 24 hours, I still thought that. And there's still 25% of me that thinks that's was a setup.
See, I was like thinking, I mean, the next morning, you know, the Academy was like, all right, we're looking into this. We're going to definitely
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But I mean, you know, so you would think that they wouldn't care most likely. But
plus,
on the other
Will
hand,
Smith's first apology left out Chris Rock.
Yeah.
He said he was sorry to the Oscars, to the people of broadcast, everybody that watched it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But he left out Chris Rock. I don't know.
But he has apologized now to Chris.
He has since apologized.
He's like, sorry!
It does seem to be real, but what are your thoughts? 818-955-KLOS.
Do you think it was staged? Who would ever do anything like that?
818-955-KLOS.
In broadcasting.
A lot of people would do fall. And it looked also like Chris Rock sort of leaned in sort of to take the hit. A little?
I think, you know, that could be one of those kind of like, oh, yeah,
be.
I dare you, man.
It could
go ahead.
It could
really?
Be.
You want to? Do it.
And he did.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, he did.
It was pretty sweet. Yeah. I got to be honest.
Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow.
Will Smith just slapped the F out of me, or little, S out of me.
Yeah, a little bit slap.
Wow. Was that real?
Is so you really, you still wonder, even to this day.
Yeah, right now I'm...
2 days later.
Right now I'm at 75-25. Yeah. 75%, I think it was real.
Yeah.
25%, there's still part of me that goes, if it comes out as being staged, it wouldn't surprise me.
And then you'd win. You'd be like, woo, I knew it!
I wouldn't win anything.
Right.
But, yeah.
I don't know. I could throw a little wager down with you. I don't think it'll ever... It'll have to be, in 25 years, when they still happen.
Well, let's say this week.
Oh, okay.
If it comes out that it was fake.
Uh-huh. Then I owe you.
I have to take a giant bite of that apple.
Oh, the one that's been glued, super glued by someone.
If it comes out that it's real, I mean, then I have to. If it comes out as it's fake, which was my claim, then you have to.
Then I have to take a bite out of the apple that's been super glued.
That has been there almost 17, maybe 18 days.
In the studio.
Yeah.
By someone.
Mm-hmm. We don't know who. So 818-955-KLOS.
If you think it's
fake. What are your thoughts? Call now.
All right, and a twofer here that's kind of interesting. Every once in a while, we'll do one of those twofers where it's two songs from the same album back to back, just like it. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Twofer Tuesday, and sort of a cheat. It's two of them a row as they appeared on the album. I like to do that from time to time. I haven't done that in a minute.
All right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station.
We taking calls now?
Yeah.
All right. Real or fake? Will Smith, Chris Rock. Still a part of me that thinks fake.
Yeah.
But with the apologies and everything else, it seems real?
Yeah, like that would be really going a long ways to be like...
To get international attention for a show that no one was watching? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
KLOS, hello.
I would like, if you could just slow it down to like slow-mo, like as slow as it can get, and like look at that and like analyze that, I think that would...
Hey, that's a good idea.
Maybe.
Actually using slow-mo. Yeah,
maybe, replay. But also if he really...
He could have taken the hit.
If you're afraid people won't believe you,
yeah, you go for
you
it.
You follow through with the hit.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as you don't, you know, use a closed fist, which he didn't.
Right. So where have you landed then? Fake or no?
Okay, so
Fake or no? Fake or no?
Not fake.
Not fake.
No,
real.
No.
Okay, so I'm not eating the apple yet. That's good.
All right, good.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS. Fake or real?
Hi, KLOS.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm not telling you who I am, but I worked on the Academy Awards and went to it for 10 years.
Okay, excellent.
Do you know that when you even get up to go to the restroom, security makes, like, they stop you for a minute?
Yes, I thought of that, but let me just bring a counter argument, and that is that Will Smith, arguably one of the biggest movie stars in the world, if he wants to walk onto the stage at the Oscars, you let him. No?
Yeah, but security is really tight.
I know, but still you let Will Smith
go.
Yeah,
I think you'd be one of the ones of a handful of 15.
Yeah, maybe 15.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so, and here's my other thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Security did not run over quickly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Are you okay? Are, you know, that kind of thing.
So you think maybe it was staged, is what you're saying?
Well, we do work in the entertainment industry.
And by the way, actors.
Yeah, right.
And they know how to pull a punch.
Sure.
Or pull a slap.
Exactly.
All right, so you're saying fake.
All right, thank you for calling. That leans me towards the apple. But, you know, the thing that made me believe it right away was his yelling. The way he was sitting down and yelling, like back up at the stage. That, to me,
when he was saying, keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Yeah, yeah. That didn't smack of any kind of
agreed
fake at all.
Except for... actor.
I know, but
so
know,
then you go, I've seen him act like he has other I don't know, dude. Again, I'm 75-25.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS, where do you land? Fake or not?
Talking about the Will Smith Chris Rock thing. Real? Fake? Thoughts?
So I thought initially it was fake too.
Mm-hmm.
The woman that talked about the security had some really good points.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Then I went to real because there was a lot of the apologies and everything.
Right.
And I agree, like, Will Smith yelling at him from offstage seemed pretty real.
It did seem real. Agreed.
I mean, if he deserves another Oscar if, in fact, that was fake, because that was pretty good. That was very believable.
Can he get an Emmy?
Yeah, I guess television, right?
If it comes out that it's live, fake, you could get an Emmy.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, I think it was real.
You do? Okay.
Look at the way that Chris Rock stumbled upon his words when he was talking about his documentaries.
That's true. Yeah, He was really flustered after, and what was it he said? The greatest night in television or something.
Yes.
And it really seemed...
I don't think it was flustered because of the strength of the hit, but the disbelief.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, just shock. It's like, dude, calm the hell down.
That would shock anyone.
Sure, yeah. Right on.
So real.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello. Real or fake?
That was real. I was there.
Oh, you were there. Okay.
I was there.
How close were you sitting, and how do you know it was real?
Well, I was in the parking lot, but...
I was in the mezzanine. I was a spectator. We all thought it was fake, just like everybody else on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But then, man, that sound of that smack on that face and then Will's rebuttal was just too intense. And we shut down quick.
Yeah.
Everybody realized.
Yeah, like when he wouldn't stop yelling from the seats, that's kind of what really made it very believable for you?
That's right. And that's 10 seconds that he laughed. You know, Will laughed at that G.I. Jane.
Yeah, he did. But then he looked over at his wife and realized
she
wasn't laughing.
She was pissed off.
She just looked very upset.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all.
Yeah. You're going to let him talk to me that way?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but
yes, you are right now. Do it later.
Let me bring up another point.
Yeah.
These types of shows always have comedians come out. They always softly make fun of people.
And I saw someone say also all of those jokes were vetted like a couple of days at least before.
Yes,
and he's been out going around town doing the jokes.
The joke about Jada Pinkett Smith wasn't funny. It wasn't bad either.
No.
It was just a loss.
Yeah.
It was just a miss. Yeah. A swing and
alopecia
out.
Slap.
Although earlier he did say about Jada Pinkett Smith that she said that she was going to boycott the Oscars. And Chris Rock said, you're a TV actress. That's like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. I'm not invited. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's talk about the incredibly sad story of Taylor Hawkins just for a minute with Dr. Drew, who's joining us. Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hey, guys. And Kevin, when he picked up the phone, goes, here we go again.
Yep.
Which is the really sad part about these stories. But yes, and Taylor, of course, I don't know how well you guys know him, but everything people have said about him, whatever you've heard about him, it is true. He was a lovely human being.
First time I really met him, he was hanging out at the Viper Room. We'd been doing some stuff with KLOS there, and I at first thought he was one of the dudes that worked there, and I was like, hey, can you help me out? I'm like, oh, wait, hold on, I know that dude. And he was so nice.
He's always incredibly nice and fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
You don't run into a lot of fun people anymore, it seems like, but he was super fun.
Maybe this is an ironic twist of him being so fun. He also loved making music and he loved performing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most serious problems in drug and alcohol treatment when I've dealt with musicians over the years and performers really of any type really, is they're in a big hurry to go back to work. They're in a big hurry because they love it. It does a lot for them. They make money for people. Everyone around them wants them to do it.
Right.
And inevitably, they go back to work prematurely. And that is the number one. You could say all you want about the culture of rock and roll. That doesn't help. But really, it's just that they go back to work before they should.
And I would imagine a lot of that is just being afraid of being left behind because this business just moves so damn fast. And if you're not there, then they replace you.
Yeah, I think that is true. Oftentimes I was struggling with people over, 3 months. Just give me 3 months to get together. And like, yeah, but they have a tour next month. We got it started. It's like, and it usually actually isn't even so much the performer who is, obviously they get very gratified by it and want to go back, but it's usually the people around them that push them back fast. And we'll get a sober coach for them. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to Scott Weiland about that, how that works out.
Yeah, have you ever seen that work really at all?
I've seen it work for periods of time. It's rare to find good sober coaches, and I just never seen it really work with people on the road. No.
So Taylor passed away, unfortunately, on Friday in Bogota, Colombia, and there was an initial, I guess, forensic medical study, which said in a urine toxicology that they had found 10 substances, including THC, tricyclic antidepressants. I don't know what that is, Drew.
That's old-school antidepressants, like imipramine and... God, I can't remember the names of half of them because we don't use them anymore because they got replaced by the serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Prozac and that whole class.
Also benzodiazepines and opioids.
So he was maybe sticking with that because it worked for him? He just didn't want to move on, you think?
With a tricyclic?
Yeah.
the tricyclics are sedating, and I bet you he took it for sleep. I bet you didn't take it as an antidepressant, but he took it as for sleep.
Right.
The big issue here is the benzodiazepine and opiate combination. You can name it any, whether it's Scott or Prince, or you name it anybody who died, you're finding that combination. And it's usually, quote, as prescribed. This is what kills me. My peers are giving people this combination. To people with known history of addiction, it's inevitable that they will take a little too much, and you do not have to take a lot in that combination to stop respirations.
What is it about the two that conflicts so harshly?
About the what?
What is it about the two that conflicts so harshly?
They don't conflict. They're what we call synergistic in their ability to stop respirations. Opioids suppress respiration. It's hard to overdose on oral opiates unless it's fentanyl. Now, obviously, we may find that the opiate that he got exposed to was fentanyl, and that obviously changes the story a little bit.
Right.
But usually it's doctor-prescribed opiates. And then when people are on opiates, they start having sleep disturbances and anxiety, and then nobody talks to the patient about that being a sort of a characteristic symptom of being on opiates long term. Instead, they give them some Halcyon, they give them some Ambien, they give them some Xanax, they give them some Klonopin, and then they're in big trouble. That is in harm's way at that point.
Do we have any reason to suspect, and I don't, that he tried to kill himself?
No, I can't think of one overdose I've seen in the last 20 years that was intentional. They just want to get high. They want to keep doing drugs, and they just take a little too much, and that's it, or get exposed to the wrong thing. This idea that addicts are wanting to kill themselves they do that, or they sometimes don't care if they die, but really they just want to keep using. I mean, that's really all it is. In fact, you want to know how strong the desire to use is. I had one young guy say to me, he goes, "This may sound bizarre, but I did get suicidal at one point. But I love drugs so much, I had the gun in my mouth, and I thought to myself, I love them too much. I can't do this.
Wow.
I can't do this to my drugs."
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So listen, so the Foo Fighters, of course, have canceled all their upcoming shows. They've put everything aside. I mean, Dave has got to be going through hell. He was always talking about what a great friend Taylor was. What have you come across? Any piece of advice? Any quick thing? I mean, clearly it's going to take years and years if he ever gets past it. But anything that's ever helped anybody at this moment?
Well, grief is one of the most problematic emotions for human beings. We will do anything not to feel grief. It is the most seriously painful experience that somebody can have. And unfortunately, there's no easy way to go through grief. It takes time. Realize that, you know, taking care of yourself, don't allow yourself to be hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Keep people around you, people that care about you. Get enough sleep, eat right, exercise, do self-care. And if in a month or 6 weeks or 2 months you're starting to get worse, that's a time to talk to somebody and maybe even consider medication, because this, you know, if it's going on months and months, that is a concern. And you can get into complicated grief, unresolved grief, real serious depressions, and my goodness, I mean, of course we fall into depression. Of course we do. These are the most difficult things that humans have to suffer.
I have received a lot of prescriptions from my doctors, but I've never gotten a warning about any of them.
I know. They routinely give these combinations. It's unbelievable to me.
Why wouldn't they say, hey, don't mix this with
package inserts, they'll tell you.
It's so small. Who can read that?
Nobody reads that.
I'm 105 today.
Yeah. You got to be really, really, really careful with these combinations. Yeah. I'm not saying they should never be prescribed together. I'm saying that these are the ones that kill people.
No, but I'm asking why doctors don't tell people.
I can't imagine. Mm. I think they're so used to prescribing it these days, they don't understand. I don't understand it, because my patients die of this combination all the time, and they're always prescribed by a physician. And why that doesn't teach them a lesson, I don't know. I think it's because of the stigma around drug addiction. They just go, oh, it's a drug addict. He took too much. No, I mean, they really, they don't have to take a lot. They really don't.
Yes, well, I mean, you also don't know what your system can take, what your heart can take, how healthy
correct.
It is.
People are different. And one of the unfortunate things about the benzodiazepines is you forget what you took. And so people accidentally take a little too much.
Really?
So there we go.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's a tough. I mean, these are, let's not kid ourselves. Pharmaceuticals are all dangerous, even if it's Tylenol, everybody. Just be very, very careful with everything.
Is it,
if you're,
I'm sorry, is it possible that he took an equal or even smaller dose than he's taken before, and it can still kill you?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't go like that. If he'd been abstinent for a long time and then took a small dose, yes. But if he was cruising along and tried to taper it down, no.
Got it.
But if he threw other stuff in, like alcohol and who knows what, you know, then now you're back in trouble again, because this stuff all gets... It becomes additive, and sometimes more than additive. Again, the it's very hard to overdose on a benzodiazepine alone and stop breathing.
Right.
It's relatively hard with an oral opiate, as long as it's not fentanyl, but you put them together and it's really easy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
it's time we stopped stigma around addiction. We stopped talking about it being a choice. It's something that kills people routinely.
Yeah.
What other choices kill people accidentally, routinely? And by the way, and also dismantle all the other aspects of one's life and productivity. It's a progression. This is the part that people miss with addiction too. It's progressive. It's progressive. I can't say that strong enough. It progresses and it ends in very serious trouble.
It progresses, meaning that you need more and more to feel just the same.
It progresses in terms of the consequences.
Gotcha.
People lose relationships. They lose jobs. They get into legal trouble. Yes, they may escalate their use, but that is not necessarily what happens. This is, you know, there are all kinds of ways to treat these things. There are replacement therapies now and medically assisted treatments. But one of the things people miss when they talk about, well, just give the heroin addicts their heroin, is, yeah, you can do that and you can keep them safe for a while, but things still progress. You have
right.
to do something to interfere with the progressive nature of this illness.
Dr. Drew, if somebody is like feeling right now, you know what, I'm on this path and I need to do something about it, what would you suggest they first step?
There are meetings everywhere. Go to a Zoom meeting right this minute. There, whether it's Narcotics Anonymous or AA, they've just concluded the head of the Harvard Addiction Treatment Program just concluded a meta-analysis, a Cochrane analysis that showed that mutual aid societies are as effective or more so than professionally managed therapies, and they're
wow.
free. And you can access them right this minute on Zoom.
And they happen all day, every day. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Great.
All right, Dr. Drew, thank you. We appreciate your time, and we're sorry it was on such a sad
note. Yeah, I hate to do that. And then Taylor, man, I keep telling people, this is what kills me about this illness. It takes wonderful,
yes.
rich human beings, intelligent, talented. It seems to take the best, and that just makes me so sad.
Agreed. Thank you, Dr. Dirk.
Okay, guys.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Here's the headline. It seems like a lot of you are cheating at Wordle.
Come on.
Which I love so much. Have you played Wordle?
No, I have not.
It's a game that comes out each day, and it's either five letters or six letters or four letters, whatever. And you can put in whatever letters you want, and then it'll show you if you have the right letter in the wrong place.
Okay.
Or the right letter in the right place. And then you guess the second word and then the third word, and you try and zero in on it. Before six tries.
You have six tries and
yes.
then you're screwed.
Yes.
Do you play these kind of games very often?
I played it once.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see what it was.
Right.
And
sure.
And I know that perhaps words are not my friends.
That's like an interesting way of putting it.
And so it's a frustrating game.
Sure. Do you like Scrabble? Or
not
words
much.
With friends or any of that?
Okay. Not much.
Okay. All right.
But I see something like this and I go, okay, that's going to really frustrate me.
Yeah.
I don't need more frustration in my life, so
right?
peace out. I'm good not doing it. There are a growing number of people who have been looking online for answers to Wordle.
And then so what do they put in the answers and then, hey, look at my score.
Look at me.
Oh, you've got to
There's
be
a
kidding.
Lot of people that post their, I don't know if you've seen
yeah,
them.
All
like
the
green.
Time.
Okay, you see
yeah,
them all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah.
The study found that searches for February 15th aroma and February 19th swill, those were the two words that
okay,
they put
right.
up, reached 100 out of 100 on Google's search popularity scale. That's where Google takes search results on one topic and then rate them on a scale of 0 to 100 based on the topic's proportion to all searches on all topics.
Wow.
And it got 100 out of 100.
Wow. Wow.
Which means...
You mean sex was pushed aside?
Yes.
Weird, nasty photos were thrown to the wind?
People are cheating at Wordle, and then they're posting their scores, and they're going, look at me. First try. I don't think I've ever seen a first try, but a lot of people are posting their stuff on there.
And cheating to get there.
Cheating to get
That's
there.
That's so weird.
Now, they do say that this might be due to an increase in players.
Okay.
Like, there are a lot more players than there used to be, because in January there were 300,000.
Okay. God, it seems like a lot more than that even then.
I'm sorry. Jumped from 300,000 in January, this happened. It went from 300,000 to millions.
Right, when it went to New York Post or
New York Times.
And
people think that it's been harder, and they say it hasn't been, but who knows? The study also found that New Hampshire had more Wordle cheaters than any other state.
New Hampshire, what are you doing? Come on.
Oh, my God. I hope they don't release a lot of Google searches because, yeah.
What do you have? What might come up?
I don't want to know. Between the two of you, you and I, what we search for?
Yeah. I know it's part of the job, man.
Right, we do it for the job.
Yeah, I got to look up this extremely nasty granny tranny donkey porn thing. It's so, part of the thing.
So you cheat at Wordle? Give us a call at 818-955-KLOS. Or you know somebody who does. 818-955-KLOS. You cheat at Wordle or even Scrabble.
Yeah, any of those kind
of
games.
Any of the word games, if you cheat at them, we'd like to talk to you.
Yeah.
And I don't play, so it's not coming from a place of judgment.
Nope.
You cheat.
818-955-KLOS. Fess up! Choking. Live on the radio.
Do you have to choke with your mic on?
I think it's like having a good hit, you know?
That's weird.
I didn't even get any weed.
We are talking about people that cheat at Wordle, because it seems to be happening a lot. People go on Google. Well, there's two ways of cheating. I guess one way isn't cheating. One way would be you look up help with words. But the main article that I'm reading is people look for the answers to the Wordle game.
I can't believe that. And then post
and
it.
And then
like,
post it.
Oh, I got it. I'm the best.
Look
I'm amazing.
Me. One try. Look at me.
I mean, I certainly, you know, fudge a lot of stuff, but that's a weird one to me. That seems kind of
You're a cheater?
Love the game. I'm really good at it, and my wife will sit there and go online and look for words that have the vowels and figure. I'm like, are you cheating? Forget, you know, I get super pissed off because I like to win and know that I'm doing this.
That's not exactly cheating,
though. The story that I found, it was people looking for the winning word.
The actual winning word. So she's just looking for a little assistance.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
Yeah, right?
How are you going to sleep at night knowing that you cheated on this?
Listen, it's Wordle, for God's sakes.
Ridiculous game.
No, I agree.
What's your record on Wordle? How many tries? Two?
My best, I think, probably is a two.
Wow.
Somehow. Okay. Two or three. Probably three or four is probably average. Three probably more often. I feel like I've got this interesting sense of figuring out what the word is.
Hmm.
When you only have like two letters or something.
But your wife does better.
Well, yeah, sure.
But she's cheating. Kind of cheating. She's getting a little help.
Yeah.
A little help from her friends.
Yeah, exactly. We're still together after 30 years.
This is not going to end it.
How can she sleep at night?
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Woo! It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In People Are Dumb, we talked about a 51-year-old Curtis Manfred Franz, who was so upset about his neighbor's leaf blower that he walked outside in a bathrobe with a black holster and a pistol.
He was wearing a holster
over his robe.
That's pretty badass.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
He fired 7 shots in the air, not so good,
not
and then
cool.
threatened to shoot his neighbor's dog and his neighbor.
Very uncool, especially the dog part.
Dr. Drew joined us about the untimely death of Taylor Hawkins from Foo Fighters, and he reminded us that drugs take beautiful souls away from us as well as the less beautiful
souls. Yeah, that was very well said, actually.
And
sad.
People are cheating at Wordle.
And going online to tell everybody what a good job they did.
You're all bastards.
All right, I'm off to cheat at Wordle.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Hey! Hey, there's a cow in here! Hey!
Cow only sings one note.
That's it right there, too.
Mm-hmm.
What is the word, dear Kevin?
The word is barn.
As in, were you born in a?
Yes.
Right.
As barn. I mean, I don't think there's any other meaning for barn.
A barn door, I guess. There? Yeah, no,
but
not really.
That's a door in a barn.
Yeah, but also.
barn is one thing.
That's true.
Text that word to 68683. Text barn, B-A-R-N, to 68683.
For your shot at $2,000 today.
Cow or not?
Definitely cow. That can talk, apparently.
You want $2,000?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
That's what the cow is saying.
Oh.
You do this by texting. The number is 68683. The word this hour is butter.
Butter?
B-U-T-T-E-R.
It's like butter.
68683 is what you text to, and you can win $2,000 today.
And standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win every hour, a little bit after, like 20 after the hour, something like that, whenever the cow bothers wandering in.
Oh.
There's a cow in here!
This is $2,000 moolah.
What?
$2,000.
Nice.
I don't think we say that enough. $2,000
a day. $2,000
a day. Right now you text. This hour's word is milk. M-I-L-K. Milk to 68683.
And it's your shot at $2,000 for today. Standard data messaging rates apply. And you've got more shots to win every hour. On the 20s up until 10. Good luck. See, that's straight up funny.
Yes, it is.
He's going to be mad at you now, sharing that joke.
Moolah.
Oh, there's a cow.
Moolah. Moolah. Saying moolah.
Moolah. A cow moolah.
It's worth $2,000 today alone.
Yeah, every day. $2,000. Monday through Friday.
You have to text a word, and this hour it's Bessie, B-E-S-S-I-E.
As Bessie, in the cow.
To 68683.
It's Bessie to 68683 for your shot to win that $2,000 for today. Standard data messaging rates apply. And you got more shots to win at about 20 after the hour until about 10 o'clock tonight. Mick Jagger required 8 stitches on this day in rock in 1966 when some moron decided to throw a chair at him at a gig in France. It was on this day in rock in 1978 down in San Diego at the San Diego Sports Arena that David Bowie kicked off his Low Heroes 1977 world tour. Sting and the Police took the money that they had made from their hit single Roxanne and went to Manny's Music in New York City, where they bought up almost everything in the store.